He became a stranger. He became an alien in a foreign land. Now, wait a minute. I thought my dream was going to take place right here where we were at. And that here my brothers would bow down. My dad and my mom would bow down right here where we're at. And now I'm a stranger. I'm an alien down in Egypt. Wow. Desert. Desert experience. While you're waiting, it seems like forever.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will continue his series, In the Desert with the Father. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of the desert of unfulfilled dreams.
That was in the desert. God told him this. He put his neck on the line to tell his dream to his brothers and his dad. And now, his dream dies. Let's look at the death of a dream. We see, first of all, that his brothers hated him so much that he was out in the field and his dad told him to go to his brothers, and when they saw him coming, they concocted a plan where they threw him in the pit. And as he was in the pit, you know, they were trying to figure out what to do. And some Midianites were traveling through the land. And we see that as they traveled through the land, they sold him to the Midianites. And as they sold him to the Midianites, can you imagine what must have happened in Joseph's mind? Wow. I thought that these guys were going to bow down to me. You know, I thought that, you know, hey, I'm out here in the field, you know, watching these sheep. And one day, you know, the king is going to come by. He's going to recognize me. He's going to elevate me. And I'm going to be in a position of authority. But now what? I'm sold to the Midianites. What happened to your dream, man? No longer do you see those aspirations. It's easy to give up and quit. And so he was sold, and not only was he sold, but he became a stranger. Look at verse 28 of Genesis 37. Then there passed by Midianite merchants, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt. He became a stranger. He became an alien in a foreign land. Now, wait a minute. I thought my dream was going to take place right here where we were at. And that here my brothers would bow down. My dad and my mom would bow down right here where we're at. And now I'm a stranger. I'm an alien down in Egypt. Wow. Desert. Desert experience. While you're waiting, it seems like forever that this is going to take place. How long, oh Lord, do I have to stay in this desert? You promised me. You told me that I was going to be able to do this. And then we see that he was sold to Potiphar. And he got a little juice with Potiphar. But then Mrs. Potiphar got in the way and accused him of sexual improprieties. And we see what happened to him in 37 in verse 36. And in 37, 36, then the Midianites sold him to Egypt under Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's captain. And so he became a slave to Potiphar. And then in 39 in verse 20, and Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and there he was in the prison. So now he's sentenced. He's in jail. How long am I going to be in jail? How long am I going to be here and deal with being incarcerated? You know, it seems like God has forgotten me. Look at it, if you put that slide back up. It seems like God has forgotten me. I'm here in the desert. I've been sold. I'm a stranger. I'm a slave. I've been sentenced. And then he gets in there and he has a glimmer of hope because the king got mad with his baker and with his butler and he put him in jail. And they had dreams, and Joseph interpreted the dreams and told the baker that the next day he was going to die and the butler would be elevated. And the butler said, when the dream came true, hey, I'm going to remember you when I get to the king. The butler got there and went on about his business. Didn't give Joseph a second thought. And now he's what? He's snubbed. He's forgotten. Look at that. I mean, just look at that. All that hype, all that ambition, all that vision is now what? It's dead. It's gone. The death of a dream. But remember what I told you earlier. If your dream is from God, if it's from God, then you're on the right path. And as we continue to look at Joseph, we see that now the butler remembered him, and he interpreted the Pharaoh's dream. And as a result of him interpreting the dream, he's now elevated to a supervisor. Notice at the bottom, from the time that he got the dream to the time that his family came and bowed down, 22 years. 22 years. Wow. And his vision, his dream, died. It was in the desert for 22 years. Saints, that's why I'm saying today that your dream, you might be in the desert with your dreams, but if you know it's from God, don't give up on them. Don't give up on your dreams. What is it that God told you to do? You know, it seems like this stewardship campaign, we started over 6 years ago. 6 years ago, and saints, we've raised the money to be able to build a sanctuary, and we're still in the desert, waiting for the city to give us a building permit. So as you look at the desert, you know, sometimes it seems like, you know, you're just spinning your wheels and you're not going anywhere. But if you know that it's something that God wants you to do, even if your vision, your dream, seems like it dies, as one person said, you need to keep hope alive. Don't let your dream die. And we see that Joseph was elevated. Look at verse chapter 41 and verse 42. Chapter 41 and verse 42.
We would like to take a short break.
Anchored in Jesus Ministries is sponsoring A Trip to See Jesus, a musical stage adventure at Sight and Sound Theater. This will be a one-day trip, July 27th, 2018. The proceeds will benefit Anchored in Jesus Ministries. For more information, go to our website, www.anchoredinjesus.org. Again, www.anchoredinjesus.org.
Welcome back. We will now return to today's message.
Let's go back to 41. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee. Wait a minute. Wasn't this the guy that was just in jail? This guy, he was just in prison. See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. He gave Joseph some power. But notice, while he was waiting, from the time he got his dream, and I'm praying that somebody hear me this morning. And I'm praying especially that a young person hears me this morning. From the time he got his dream, he was sold. He was an alien in another country. He was a slave. He was sentenced. And then he was forgotten. 22 years. And God raised him up. Why? Because God was the one who gave him the dream. And God raised him up. And then we see that finally he saluted. And, those of us who grew up in Sunday school, we know the story about how that his family ended up going down into Egypt. And they didn't even know that Joseph had got elevated. And they ended up having to go to him for food. And then the whole story, we don't have time to tell it this morning. But the bottom line is that they ended up having to bow before him. Even his dad had to bow before him. So as we look at this, I have 3 points, and I'm done. The Father is with us in the desert of unfulfilled, that should be dreams. The Father is with us in the desert of unfulfilled dreams. Look at Genesis 39 in verse 2. Genesis 39 in verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. Put that diagram back up there. Sold, stranger, slave, sentenced, and snubbed. But what? The Lord was with Joseph. Verse 21 of chapter 39. But the Lord was with Joseph. That sometimes the only confidence, the only encouragement that you can take is that the Lord is with me. It don't feel like it. I've been sold into slavery. It don't feel like it. I've been put in jail. It don't feel like it. I've been forgotten in jail. It don't feel like it. But the Lord is with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou, O Lord, are with me. I'm never alone. Never alone. Even though it seems like the dream has been submerged in darkness, that God is my light as I walk toward my dream. That he is with me. And can you imagine? You know, Joseph, he knew that God was with him. And that's why when Potiphar's wife tried to get him to sleep with her, you know, he knew that that was the wrong thing to do. And he got up in the wind. Why? Because he knew that God was with him. See, you know, some people, you know, under the pressure, they bend and they bow under the pressure and submit and throw up their hands and give up because they don't know that God is with them. Lord, if you go with me, I can do whatever it is that you call me to do. You know, even in the midst of being sick, God is with me. I know it. Lord, I hate to keep telling you, go back to that slide. But, Lord, where you at? Where you at, Lord? I feel like I'm out here all by myself. I feel like I got to try to figure things out on my own. Look, man, I've been faithful. And I've been sold. I'm an alien in another country. I'm a slave of another man. I'm in prison. And now it just seems like I'm here and nobody is even thinking about me. But God was with him. The second thing that I want to say is that in the midst of the desert, the Lord showed Joseph favor. Look at verse chapter 39 and verse 21. And the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the prison keeper. And so even in jail, Joseph had God's favor. And even being in slavery and being another man's servant, that he still experienced the favor of God, that the good hand of God was upon him. And so sometimes in the midst of us going through the desert, God will give us glimpses of light, glimpses of hope to let us know that he's with us, that his favor, his what is God's favor? It's God's blessing in a special way where he recognizes something and blesses us in a special way. The favor of God was upon him. And then sometimes, and this is probably the most important point, the Lord's way to fulfill dreams is sometimes by way of the desert. Look at Genesis chapter 50. Genesis chapter 50. In verse 20, Joseph says to his brothers, "Fear not, for I am in the place of God, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day," and look at this, don't miss this, "to save many people alive." God prepared Joseph to be the second in charge in Egypt, and he gave him a dream 22 years before that, and God brought it to pass. But there was a purpose in the dream. The purpose in the dream was to save many people alive. And so he was there at God's appointed time. And God will bring you to that place. As he has given you a dream, as God gives you a dream, he will bring you to that place at the appointed time. The death of a dream. My dream died. I was there for 4 years, finished seminary, and I got a call. And somebody said, there's a new head coach, and I set up an appointment for you to go talk to him. And I went and talked to him. I had never coached a lick of football in my life. And he invited me in, and he said, I got one more position open, and I'm considering you for this position. He said, but my only problem, you've never coached football before. I said, you're right, but I feel that, you know, God wants me to coach. You know, I had two things. I wanted to teach in college, and I wanted to coach football. And I got a call a couple of days later. You got the job. You got the job. And I coached football at Liberty University for 5 years. And in that 5 years, there were many young men that came through. And my wife will tell you that we had the opportunity to have a powerful ministry in their lives. That they would come over my house for dinner and we would minister to them. And many of those guys, you know, as they went on, have just reached out and let me know how you've touched my life. And I remember when I first came to Bethany, there was two guys that I coached, Eric Green and Richard Shelton, and they were playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we came to a Bible study one night, and as I was driving home and pulling into my driveway, somebody pulled up behind me, and it was Eric and Richard. And they said, Coach, we got something for you. And this was back in 1990, right? They had a big screen TV and a DVD player that they came and set up in my house. I said, oh, the Lord is good. And his mercy endured forever. And so the Lord gave me opportunities to minister. And so, you know, I had one plan, but God had another plan. And God said, you know, now I look back, he probably said, you know, it's going to be too much for you to try to coach football and try to go through seminary at the same time. So, you know, because you might quit and not finish seminary. But as soon as I finish seminary, the head coach, and I, you know, I'm not saying that it happened because of me, but he left and went somewhere else. And the door opened. My vision, my dream had died. But because I know that that's what God wanted me to do, I felt it in my heart. I felt it in my spirit that God brought it to pass. Bill Glaze, outside linebacker coach, Liberty University. And now they're Division 1A. You know, when I was there, they're just Division 2. But that's a story for another time. What am I saying? I'm saying, don't let your dreams die. They might die, but if you know it's what God wanted, he'll keep it alive in you. And then he'll get you to the place where you need to go.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of The Desert of Discouragement. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, The Desert of Unfulfilled Dreams, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Desert of Unfulfilled Dreams. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Desert of Unfulfilled Dreams. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.